Chapter 10, Our Duty to the Household of Faith.
New Sabbath Keepers. There are two classes of poor whom we have always within our borders: those who ruin themselves by their own independent course of action and continue in their transgression, and those who for the truth's sake have been brought into straitened circumstances. We are to love our neighbor as ourselves, and then toward both these classes we shall do the right thing under the guidance and counsel of sound wisdom. God wants his people to reveal to a sinful world that he has not left them to perish. Special pains should be taken to help those who, for the truth's sake, are cast out from their homes and are obliged to suffer. More and more there will be a need of large, open, generous hearts, those who will deny self and will take hold of the cases of these very ones whom the Lord loves. The poor among God's people must not be left without provision for their wants. Some way must be found whereby they may obtain a livelihood. Some will need to be taught to work. Others who work hard and are taxed to the utmost of their ability to support their families will need special assistance. We should take an interest in these cases and help them to secure employment. There should be a fund to aid such worthy poor families who love God and keep his commandments. Care must be taken that the means needed for this work shall not be diverted into other channels. It makes a difference whether we help the poor, who through keeping God's commandments are reduced to want and suffering, or whether we neglect these in order to help blasphemers who tread underfoot the commandments of God. And God regards the difference. Sabbath keepers should not pass by the Lord's suffering. Needy ones, who take upon themselves the burden of supporting those who continue in transgression of God's law, those who are educated to look for help to anyone who will sustain them. This is not the right kind of missionary work. It is not in harmony with the Lord's plan. Wherever a church is established, its members are to do a faithful work for the needy believers. But they are to not stop here. They are also to aid others, irrespective of their faith. As the result of such effort, some of these will receive the special truths for this time.